And you're very welcome back to Highland Radio Sunday Sports. And, well, just before we go to the rugby review with Alec McDonald, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sports. And straight away, there was Ulster cross country action in Armagh with the intermediates and the masters today.
Yes, indeed. Well, yesterday, in fact. But, I mean, I'll take it from the sheet that I've got here, because there was a lot of activity over the weekend and a lot of athletes all over the place, and success, a very successful weekend. In Dublin, just in the last couple of hours, the Raheny 5-miler, a very, very, very strong performance for Anne-Marie McGlynn of Letterkenny. She ran 26 dead to finish second, 5 seconds down in Fionnuala McCormick. So a very, very, very strong performance. And also from Letterkenny Athletic Club in fourth position on 26.55, Nikita Burke. That's a very top quality race. The race was won by an Ethiopian. The men's race, the women's race by Fionnuala McCormick, and Anne-Marie McGlynn, a strong, strong performance, 5 seconds down in McCormick. Juniors yesterday, I'm just going through it here. Juniors yesterday, National Juniors and Under 23 Championships. That's indoor and Athlone. Janine Boyle, Danielle Janssen, and Bridget McDyer of Finn Valley all getting into the medals. And from the Rosses, Paula McFadden in the launch jump on the 23. So well done to them. Yes, you come in with the Masters and the Intermediate Men in Armagh yesterday. And yes, a big day for Finn Valley. They had two winning teams out of the four races. The Masters Men, led by Patrick Brennan, they won the team. They are the Ulster Masters Cross Country Champions, which augurs well for the National Masters in a few weeks' time. Led by Patrick Brennan in third, Dermot McIlcar, John McInhull and Shane McNulty in support there. So a big victory for them. Really, really positive performance. And in the intermediate, well, a very, very strong performance from Sarah Kelly from Inishowen. She won the individual. She's a student at UCD. She's from Buncrana. She's been running well recently. And she, again, had a very strong performance. Well done to her. Finn Valley then followed that up with her, the Inishowen girl, winning the race. And Finn Valley then followed it up by winning the team, led by Leona Mullen. She finished fourth. She led the team. Kathleen McNulty, Cassie Lagan and Anya Donnelly were the scoring team there. So that was a reason for a real bit of celebration as well. And in the Masters, Claire McGuigan continues. She's from Clifford Strabane. She continues to run extremely well. She won the Ulster Masters yesterday. She beat another Donegal girl from the Rosses, Helen McCready. Both of them running extremely well. And Kay Byrne, in that Masters event, she won her category over 50. So that augurs well. 2 weeks' time, Saturday week, in fact, the National Intermediate and National Masters. And I would be excited about the Masters end of things in the hope that Donegal clubs or indeed county can bring back medals. Some other bits and pieces. 5K this morning. That was in that was in Rafoe. J.P. Williamson of Spartan Wannigan in 15.28. Jared Gallagher of Finn Valley 15.39 second. And yet again, back on the road after that fabulous victory yesterday in Armagh for Claire McGuigan. She was back on the road, winning the women's section of this 5K. 200 took part in that. And a beautiful, beautiful day for the occasion. And one final result in front, two final results in front of me. Joseph Gillespie of Finn Valley was in Scotland for the Scottish Championships. He cleared 169 in the high jump. He needed a 174 to get a medal. He went close, but it didn't happen for him. But no doubt he'll bounce back in the Ulsters in Dublin next weekend, where it's been held next weekend. And also, 2020 started the Olympic year for Brendan Boyce. He was in Paris. He ran 2013. He walked 2013 to finish second behind another Irish guy, Daniel Kenny. And he was disappointed with his performance, but that's got the season underway for him. 5K indoors. It's a long, long way from 5K indoors to 50K outdoors, and that big meeting for him in Japan in July. So a very busy weekend for Donegal athletes, and a successful weekend indeed.
Okay, thanks very much to Patsy McGonigal. As ever, comprehensive review of the athletics throughout the county, involving a number of athletes there. And you can listen back to all our audio throughout the day on the Highland Radio website in the sports section as well.